This year's sporadic early snowfall has made for ripe avalanche conditions in the Aspen area. Humans triggered avalanches 5 days in a row this week, and the Department of Natural Resources is urging caution in the backcountry. North-facing slopes stay shaded and have the most snow, so are the most prone to avalanches. Blaze Reardon is the local backcountry forecaster for the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
In this time of year, it's really important to keep in mind that, you know, the slopes that are most attractive for riding, those that have the deepest snowpack, are also probably the slopes where that weak layer is. So there's a lot of rough terrain out there that you don't want to get drugged through.
Because early snow never melted on those slopes, the new snowfall that has collected since mid-November is balanced on collapsible layers. The 5 reported avalanches in the Aspen area were all remotely triggered, which means the slide happened as much as 1,000 feet away from the skiers who caused it. Richmond Ridge on the backside of Aspen Mountain, a slope near Margie's Hut, and Express Creek all experienced slides this week. Reardon recommends backcountry adventurers avoid side hilling on north-facing slopes until increased snowfall stabilizes the snowpack. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.